if Thomas Edison threw all of his life savings into one iteration of the light bulb wouldn't have been invented. He was able to fail relatively cheaply and quickly. So he was able to iterate, before he finally succeeded. So should you ever do that with day trading? Is there ever a time when you should go, okay, I've sunk enough time into this, I've given it a shot, and I'm still not successful. There's millions of ways to make money. So is there ever a time when you should just go, well, hey, let me find another way to make money? Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. Hey everybody, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. Day trading is brutal. There are good, bad, and there's absolutely ugly times. So what should you do when you feel like giving up? Hell, should you ever give up? Are there times you should ever just cut your losses and find something else to do? I know every day trader has those nagging thoughts. It's not always wrong to move on to something new. So what should you do when those thoughts arise? And are there ever times you should listen to those thoughts? Jordan, how you doing?
I could be doing better, honestly. The reason I wanted to do this episode in the first place was I just had my worst day of trading in the past 6 months. And I wish I could say it was due to horrible market conditions, manipulation. It was not. It was purely down to my pure idiocy and my lack of self-control, and I don't know how to explain what just happened today. Essentially, I just threw all my rules out the window and went down, like lost 4%, which of course my rule is 1%. And again, as I said, I haven't had a time where that's happened 6 months, longer, like it's just been a long time. And so when we were discussing what to talk today, I was like, what to do when you feel like giving up? Do I feel like giving up? No, absolutely not. Honestly, I am taking the rest of the week off to try and decide what I need to do to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But the thoughts do cross your mind. Like, I've had these bad days where you have a bad day, you're an idiot. It wasn't anyone else's fault. That's the thing about day trading. There's never anyone to blame but yourself. And how do you deal with those feelings about, oh, maybe I should just give up, or maybe this isn't for me? And that's what I wanted to talk about, because guess what? After a horrible day, am I discouraged and depressed? I'm a little discouraged because I just blew 4% when it should have been 1%. Sure. But do I feel like giving up? Absolutely not. Am I hopeless? No, absolutely not. And why is that? Well, that's what I want to talk about today. And the number one thing is because I have long-term goals. It has nothing to do with what happens today, right? Like, I have a long-term vision. And to me, I am a day trader. That means in the process, I'm going to make stupid mistakes. I'm going to be an idiot. My brain's going to throw tricks on me. Like, I don't even know how it happened. Like, again, today, like, my brain just kind of shut off. And that's okay, because my long-term goal is to see me as a successful day trader that is bringing in enough money to completely support my family of six kids. And that is, I'm not there yet, but I'm definitely well on my way to that. And so what keeps me going is the long-term vision, the vision of being successful in the long term and being able to bring in enough income to actually support the family. And just to tie on to the back of that, the other thing that keeps me going, I can look back and see the progress that I've made. So comparing myself today to the person that I was, as I said, worst trading day in probably 6 months, to the person I was 6 months ago, or a year or 2 years ago, I can see the absolutely incredible progress that I've made. And that in of itself is such a huge encouragement, because again, I can compare and contrast and go, okay, well, I was an idiot today, but looking at myself 6 months ago or a year ago, I can see that I have improved astronomically. I can look at my journal. I can look at just the numbers alone. I can look at the fact that I'm a funded trader now. Just going to show, by the way, funded traders, doesn't mean you can be an absolute idiot. I'm proof of that. And so those are the two things, honestly, that I wanted to really discuss to begin with that really have keep me going when sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm an idiot. Should I be doing this? Or I'm discouraged. Those are the things that really keep me going. So I don't know if there's anything you want to tie into that, Levi.
No, I think that's great. Hey, better you than me when it comes to pig losing day. I haven't had that for a while, but that always sucks. But it always is like, it just goes to show, we were just talking about this before we turned on the mics, which is like day trading is terrifying. Like it is really, like you can never get comfortable. Like there are day traders who are successful for years and then they just blow everything. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, holy crap, you have to be so careful. You can never let your guard down. It's terrifying. I love your point about looking back at where you've come. This one's huge that I think a lot of people don't take advantage of, because you never know how far you've come until you look back. You know, a great example of this is, you know, exercise. You could work out at the gym for months, 6 months solid, and not feel like you've made a single ounce of progress. But that's why you take before pictures, because if you take before pictures, you go back and look at that and you go, oh man, I have made progress. Like tiny little bits of progress every day are really hard to see. You can't tell that at the minute hand on a clock is moving, right? Until you look back at it in an hour and you go, oh my gosh, it's gone around a whole circle, right? It's pretty wild how tiny changes can be hard to see in the moment. That's why it's really important to track. That's why it's really important to look back and see where you've come from. Another great one, when you feel like giving up, and then I want to pivot at the end. I want to pivot at the end of this and talk about, you know, maybe are there times when you maybe should? Because I think that's also an interesting topic. But when you feel like giving up, another really important thing is to be realistic about what it's going to take to be successful, especially in the world of social media and all the promises out there, right? I think people have got, the majority of traders have the wrong idea of the cost it will take to become good. And so they put a lot of time into it, but by a lot of time, you know, they're just not put, like they haven't put in as much time as you maybe should expect, right? The good question to ask yourself when you do something bad is, well, why would I be good? Like, why should I expect to be good at this point? Like, how much time have I put in? Just calculate how many hours you've put into actually trading and then go, oh man, well, maybe I shouldn't be good, right? So be realistic about the cost. Remind yourself, hey, this is going to, you know, any college course, if you want to be, you know, get a engineering degree, takes 4 years of, you know, dedicated work, hours every weekday. Right. So like, why would you expect, I don't know, why would you expect anything to be different when you're day trading? So be realistic about the cost. Look at the stuff where you've come from, of course, but then look into, okay, how much do I expect to have to put into the future? Why would I expect to be good at this point? It's going to take a lot of effort and that's okay. But be realistic about the cost, and that can keep your head up, you know, keep your chin up while you're kind of slogging through really hard times.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it does make a difference. And when you compare and contrast, or you set those realistic expectations, it really helps, because, you know, I tell myself, okay, I was an idiot, made stupid mistakes, but guess what? I've come a long ways. And guess what? In the grand scheme of things, I have not been trading that long. So the fact that I've only been trading a couple of years just goes to show that there's so much room. Like, think of how good I will be in another 2 years, another 6 years. You know, it's a big difference. So that's, you know, something that I think can really make a big difference, and it has to me. And another thing I want to throw out there quickly is just have someone to talk to, right? So you feel like discouraged, you feel like getting down, just get someone to talk to. Again, day trading is a dangerous game because we get into our own heads, we're doing it by ourselves. And honestly, human beings were not designed to operate in a vacuum. And so that's essentially what day trading is. And so getting outside of that vacuum, going and talking to someone. I immediately, after all this happened, texted Levi and was like, dude, this is what happened. I'm taking the rest of the week off to reevaluate, make sure that this isn't going to happen. But I immediately went and talked to someone, right? You can't just let it stew in
and
your
head. And I laughed
at
you.
Yeah, he did. He laughed at me. My wife laughed at me. Everyone laughed at me, right? Like this shows we've been doing this a while and it's just funny at this point. Like I could laugh about it, right? But the fact is, like, there to some people that would be devastating, right? Or people have all their hopes and dreams, and you see this on you know on Instagram or on Twitter where people are just devastated that they blew an account or something, right? It just showing like people can get too invested or have unrealistic expectations. But again, that's also because a lot of these people, they're in it by themselves. Find that person that you can talk to. They don't even have to be a trader. Just find that person that you can talk to that can help you get outside of your own head and go, listen, dude, okay, yeah, you were an idiot. It's kind of funny because you're an idiot. You'll be fine tomorrow. Like just, brush off. Let's make sure it doesn't happen again. Let's support each other. So that's going to be another thing that really helps you. Like when you feel like that, go find someone to talk to. And if you don't have someone to talk to, honestly, drop us a DM on Twitter, send us an email. We're happy to always be there to bounce some ideas off you. That's why we're here. Like we're here to help, and we're always happy. If you need something, reach out. We can at least send you a message and we can laugh with you at your stupidity.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Send us a DM, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to be there for you guys. If you have nobody else, absolutely agree. Okay. So we've kind of talked the rah-rah stuff. Okay. You know, you're down, you feel like giving up. I've wanted to have this conversation for a little while because we've talked to people who've day traded for a long time, still aren't successful. Also, I hear from pretty much everybody I talk to day trading about who don't day trade, they all ask a very similar question, which is, can anybody day trade? And it kind of ties in to a question that I've had for a while, which is, should you ever give up? Like, because I've always been of the opinion, and I think it's a good opinion, that you should fail often and fail early, right? In other words, you shouldn't sink your entire life savings into a bunch of things. You should into one thing. You should try to fail early. So a good example of this is, you know, instead of throwing all of your mortgaging your house and throwing all your money into making some product that you could sell online, right? You make an invention and then sell it online. Instead of doing that, the idea is to fail early. In other words, you should try to, you know, maybe a good example of this, maybe buy some ads before you've even made a product, make some ads for the product, run them online and see if you get any click-throughs, see if there's any interest, right? So try to fail before you've thrown a bunch of money into it. So you try to fail early, fail often, because, you know, if Thomas Edison threw all of his life savings into one iteration of the light bulb wouldn't have been invented, right? He failed thousands of times. So he was able to fail relatively cheaply and quickly. So he was able to iterate before he finally succeeded. So should you ever do that with day trading, right? Like, is there ever a time when you should go, okay, I've sunk enough time into this, I've given it a shot, and I'm still not successful? There's millions of ways. And I just tweeted this out a few days ago. There's millions of ways to make money on the market. So is there ever a time when you should just go, well, hey, let me find another way to make money? I don't know. I've been bouncing this around in my head.
Yes, absolutely. Because let's be honest, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the same results. I will state, if you've been trading and you've been doing everything that we've talked about in this podcast, and you've been trading, I'll give you 2 to 3 years, and you've seen no appreciable change, or you're not making some significant progress where at least you're seeing those bursts of light where you've got it, then let's reverse it. Because as we've talked about in other podcasts, not everyone can learn how to trade, but not everyone can be a trader, because there's going to be people with personality types that are unable. There's a gambling personality type that no matter how often or how long they trade, they will never be able to be a trader. It's just the way it is. I hate to say it, but so it's like everyone can learn to trade, but not everyone can be a trader, because there's going to be some people that just their personality, their makeup, how they grew up, just everything, their psyche, the way it is, makes it so that they can't handle the psychology of trading. And that's fine. So that's what I totally agree with you. Like, fail or like, give it your best shot. As we Levi and I say, give it 2 years. But after 2 years of doing it, if you're still not seeing that progress and you've gotten coaching, you've gotten some mentorship, you've gone out and practiced and you've stayed with the same strategy, you've done everything we've said, and you're still not seeing bursts of light or profitability, then you probably need to start thinking about, as Levi said, what could you be doing in those 2 hours instead of trading that could be starting to upskill yourself so that you can start building revenues in other streams. So other revenue streams, maybe it's doing an online gig of something, maybe it's program, maybe it's learning to code, maybe it's, you know, doing advertising or something. Like, there's plenty of other different side gigs that you could be doing that honestly will bring money in much sooner than trading. and so those, yeah. I totally agree with you. Those are all things you could be doing. And maybe we make a whole episode exploring this at some point. But yeah, totally agree with you. I think there is that time and place, but I think most people give up far too early. Most people give up after a few months. We're talking 2 years.
Yeah. And 2 years of dedicated work, you know, we've talked about 1,000 hours before. I think most people don't even get it. Most people dabble for decades, right? And so they'll you could put in tons of time over a decade, but that's why we did a whole episode on this. But don't dabble. If you're going to do it, put in 2 hours a day for 2 years, right? And this is, by the way, why I really like doing this podcast, because I think we have a unique take on day trading, which is teaching it that it's feel-based, right? That it's not a strategy-based, that's about training your brain. And I think a lot of people trade for even years, they trade, but they think it's all strategy based. So they bounce a bunch of strategies, they dabble, they do really long time frames. So they're not really getting the turnover and not seeing a bunch of their looks. So they're not training their brain. That's why we're all into trading lower time frames, especially when you're beginning. Like, I think we have a really unique take on that. And so it's really, I like seeing people be able to move. We've heard from some of you guys. We like seeing people make progress because we don't want people to fail. But at the same time, once you've done everything we say, it's not a guarantee, right? Because again, like Jordan said, there's some people who just, you know, it's okay. It's like there's a million ways to make money. So, you know, I guess I wanted to talk about it because I don't like seeing people, and I've seen them, who spend years of their life banging their head against the wall. It's like, dude, there's tons of ways to make money. There's tons of people who are way richer than the richest day trader doing something else, something way less stupid. So I guess that's also just like, maybe it's an encouraging thing. Like I see it as, you know, I think a lot of people kind of can get their heads, you know, buried in the sand and get obsessed when it's like there's a million things to do to make money. Day trading is one of those skills that take time to learn. So don't give up before you've put in the time. And I think the vast majority of people do give up before they've put in the time, which is why I talked earlier about being realistic about the cost, right? I don't think most people before they give up have actually put in the time and the cost that it's going to take to be successful. Once you do that, well, then there's time to think about maybe moving on to something else. Before that, do what we said. Do what Jordan said. Review your motivating factors, right? Look back at where you've come. Take breaks. Talk to people so you can keep putting in the hours, the time it's going to take to be successful in the market.